Right now in Alabama, people accused with some of the most serious crimes in the state are allowed out on bail. One state senator is working to keep violent offenders who are charged with these crimes locked up longer. But some say there are unintended consequences in what seems like a law and order issue. APR's Bailey Majors looks at both sides of this proposal in this joint reporting project with WVUA 23 TV.
Murder, rape, child molestation, human trafficking, certain kidnappings.
Alabama Republican Senator Cam Ward says it's time to crack down on people accused of committing heinous crimes. He's introducing a Senate bill this legislative session that would take away the right of bail for defendants accused of a list of serious crimes.
My bill would just say that if you have one of those Class A felonies, they've been arrested and charged, then you have to be held without bond for at least 15 days, and then a public hearing is held so that you can decide whether or not they should remain in jail or not.
Well, new tonight, heartbreaking news in the search for Anaya Blanchard. Police believe the body of the missing college student has been found.
Ward says his bill was partially motivated by the death of 19-year-old Auburn University student Anaya Blanchard. She went missing last October, and her remains were found a month later.
Investigators still working the crime scene near a church on County Road 2 in Macon County. They're trying to figure out what happened after the 19-year-old college student just disappeared.
The man accused in Blanchard's death was out of jail on a $280,000 bond. He was accused of attempted murder, first-degree kidnapping, and first-degree robbery. Not in Blanchard's death, but in a totally separate case. And this wasn't the only incident sparking calls for reform.
Definitely a tragic update to tell you about tonight. A body believed to be little Camille Cupcake McKinney found tonight, discovered in a dumpster.
Ward also cites the murder case of 3-year-old Camille Cupcake McKinney. One of the suspects charged in the case was also out on bond when the little girl was kidnapped, murdered, and her body left near a landfill.
Both those young girls would be alive today if you'd had this bill in place. Now, does it impact a lot of cases? Probably not, but if it saves one life, it's worth it.
Alabama's Constitution currently says that any person can be considered for bail unless they are being accused of capital murder. Ward wants to change that. His bill would deny bail for any Class A felony. That includes rape, sodomy, sexual abuse, sexual torture, murder, human trafficking, and kidnapping. Ward's bill would stop any suspect of any of these crimes to get out on bail. On its surface, denying bail to people accused of violent crimes may sound like a simple law and order issue, but not everyone is on board with the legislation. Sonny Brassfield is the executive director of the Association of County Commissions of Alabama.
Our concern is the operation of county jails, the ability of counties to be able to provide safe conditions. Anything that makes the jails more overcrowded, we are concerned about.
Brassfield says Senator Ward's proposed legislation will lead to more crowding issues in already packed county jails across the state.
I can't tell you it leads to overcrowding because we're already very overcrowded at the county level. Would it result in additional people being in the jails? No question about that.
Last year, the association released a report after collecting data from state agencies. A survey of all 67 county budgets shows the number of inmates in county jails across Alabama has almost tripled since 2014. Back then, there were a total of close to 2,000 inmates in county jails. With changes to felony sentencing laws in 2015, the number of inmates housed in county jails rose to over 8,000 by 2018.
County jails are temporary facilities. They're not constructed to house inmates on a long-term process. In theory, you're arrested, you're booked into the county jail, you're arraigned, and then you bond out. That's how things worked 20 years ago or 25. Today, it doesn't happen that way. A large number of the people who are arrested are not able to make bond for one reason or another, so they sit.
Jenny Carroll is a professor of law at the University of Alabama. She agrees with Brassfield that the legislation would make overcrowding in jails worse.
If you look at a bill like Ward's that is going to increase the number of individuals eligible for no bail, then you can expect that you are going to see an exacerbation of that overcrowding problem that we're already seeing at this county level.
Carroll also says there are questions and fears about making laws around one or two extreme cases. Ward says he wrote the bail legislation after the Anaya Blanchard and Cupcake cases, but Carroll says, quote, bad cases don't make good law.
Every time a judge gets it wrong in a case like Anaya Blanchard, there are scores of cases in which defendants were released either on low bail or no conditions at all, or very few conditions, and they complied with those conditions, they reappeared to court, they didn't create any new safety concerns within the community itself.
A bill similar to Senator Ward's legislation has been approved by the Alabama House. Representative Chip Brown's Anaya's Law would allow judges to deny bond to people accused of committing violent crimes. Representatives unanimously approved the proposed constitutional amendment and accompanying legislation. If it's passed in the legislature, the measure would go to voters for approval, possibly in November. Bailey Majors, APR News in Tuscaloosa.